Hi. Christmas has almost ended and you're back at home with no family beside you. And then you ask yourself, am I lonely? Am I not alone? Hi, my name is Sarah. God calls me Light of Joy, and this is Podcast with No Name. Today seems to be a calm day for me. Yes, it is. A whole lot of you know me as this bubbly, energetic person. But today, I just feel the need to be calm. Many of us are at this point in our lives where we don't even get to spend Christmas with family. We're hustling, we're bustling in Lagos and Port Harcourt, Ibadan, Abuja. We're just not with family. And it's like, I just want to, you know, go home and probably hear my mom shout at me for not cutting carrot or for just sleeping and not helping her in the kitchen, or my dad say, why are we not listening to my mom, you know, that feeling of loneliness, yes, or being alone. And Christmas has gone and it's just like, God, am I going to stay like this next year again? Some of you who have Jakba, quote unquote, you've not really made much friends over there. It's a new city, it's a new land. Seems like there are very limited Nigerians, which I don't think there are, but still. And then you are asking yourself, why am I spending Christmas on my couch with Netflix and popcorn when I could be doing, you know, something else? Well, here are a few things you can do to make this holiday season jolly. First of all, I want to start with the Jakba people. Most of you might not have made enough friends. These are for the introverts and people who think that, or who are just really like not into people coming to their safe space, that's their home. This is what you can do. FaceTime with your family members. Yes, they are going to say, I don't buy me data, because we are in Nigeria, you know, data works here. So credit their account, even if it's 5,000, it's not that much, or 1,000, to figure it out. Buy them airtime and tell them to come online and spend the day with them, or spend the night or the afternoon with them. Just sometimes they might not even pay your attention, but it's fine that they don't pay your attention. I don't know if you're hearing banger right now, but please, I apologize. Find time to just, you know, be jolly, be merry. Just sometimes, yes, it's this nostalgic feeling that you're like, God, I really wish I was home. I like the snow. I mean, I'm freezing. But then it's just fun to see your siblings argue over the phone, or you see you see your mom shouting at somebody, or your dad on phone with one of the family members. It's just really beautiful to watch. Or when they are trying to pepper you with what they are cooking, and then you're like, I'm taking ice cream right now. Seriously, guys. Even if it doesn't make any sense, honestly, you can't compare ice cream to Nigerian jollof rice. Are you joking? Still, just make sure you do that. Secondly, these are for my Jakba people. Invite your friends over. Cook. I know Onyechi on Instagram. Yechi on YouTube. Sorry, she would cook and, you know, invite friends over. I think that's beautiful. So invite friends over, cook, or if you know you don't like cooking, buy snacks and just sit down and probably watch Netflix or look for Hallmark movies. Just enjoy the season. it's a time to celebrate Jesus and also be with loved ones. So if you don't get to be with your people at the moment, then create time for the ones that are available with you. Now, this also goes for, these two options also go for people in Nigeria or in Africa, basically not in the Jakba zone. So yeah, also you who does not know how to cook, come on, you can order food. There are so many places for you to order food. You can go to a restaurant and get food and sit down in your house and eat it. Nobody's going to judge you. Stop depriving yourself of meals because you're like, I can't cook, so I'm gonna get pizza. Come on, sweetheart. Order that jollof rice and fried rice and chicken and sit down and eat it well with malt or chi exotic or Olanja yogurt, strawberry to be precise. Sit down and enjoy it. I'll take Capri Sun though, but sit down and enjoy it. Don't let anybody pressure you, my love. That's another thing to do. I don't know what point I'm at the moment, but yeah, another thing to do is go to church. Yes, go to church, be among believers, because celebrating Jesus is a thing for it's an occasion for Christians all over the world celebrating Jesus. Girl, but you know what to do. Dance and rejoice. I sound so Pentecostal right now, but then rejoice in the Lord. Do not let nobody tell you nothing. We are going to celebrate Jesus. That is what the season is about. Now, this particular one, I'm so sorry. So this particular one that I want to give is really like, it's not really much, but how do I say this part? Go out there. Yes, go out. Don't sit down in your house and wallow in self-pity. Go out. You know, go out, have fun. Even if it is a one-man thing, go on a date with yourself, or you invite one of your friends for a date. Yes, do that. You would not faint. You actually will not faint if you do that. Like, you will not faint. So do it. Like, do it. Do it. Enjoy it. Oh my God. Oh God. Yeah. I'm actually now with family right now, so I can understand. That's why I'm able to like say these things, like go out. I understand that we are in the, a lot of people are actually saying I'm not saying you should dirty the whole of your December and then splurge all your money and not have anything for January, for the rainy season, you know. I'm just saying that create time and have fun. You can sit down in your house and play music and dance. Or, you know, get your friends together. Tell everybody, okay, bring 2K, 555K. Your house is a good location. Enjoy and have fun, girl. Do not let... You guys. That alone is enough to not wallow in self-pity on Christmas Day or in this festive period. And when all of you beefing, all of you beefing, those doing me and mine, actually, you are just jealous, envy. Yes, I'm attacking you. Yes, you are just jealous and envious. You to find you and yours, so you can do on that tree. Even if some people are doing that duffet, on that weather, find yourself on that tree. And by the way, thing up boy, me and my been a thing got thing for you. I said you don't want for more yard, they will do it, will la bromash. And if I shock, I love to see though, because I am all
up and like just give it to me, like give me. I love the PJs, I loved everything, the love, the makeups, the elegance, and some people being so creative. I think I saw Bobby's own, it was so nice. I just really loved it. Like, I just love the concept of so many things. So yes, and if you are single too, do your own there. Abi. Okay guys, so I know this episode was kind of like calm, not the usual. I'm like, this is not the LOJ we know. I'm like, this is the LOJ you should also know. I'm gonna give you guys different facets of the, I don't know, is it coin or something? I don't know. I'm just gonna give you guys different facets of it. So we've come to the end, which is not actually the end, it is just the beginning. You know what to do. Go like, subscribe, share on all podcast platforms. Now, how can you do that? How can you get to share these things? Okay, go to Spotify. It is this. All of Podcast With No Name episodes are available on every podcast platform: Google Podcast, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, etc. It is available there. Now you know what you're gonna do that gonna make more sense. Is if you go to your search engine, no, not search engine, go to the app, any applications you have, press search, type Podcast With No Name. Put no space there, girl. Don't put no space. You find us and you do what? Click, check every episode, every other episode, and like, share, subscribe, preach the word. Now, you want to also talk to me, right? I'm going to give you my social media handles because I want to. That is Luna Akins for Instagram and Twitter, Luna Akins 25, LUNAHAKINS. And now, Anchor has made it so available now that you can send messages. No, you can send voice messages and also reply on the comment on the every post. So I'm gonna put a question out there on each episode and you guys get to give me responses. That is beautiful. Shout out to Spotify family, and thank you so much for such wonderful updates. Also I would like to thank people who have been listening while we were, you know, not doing anything. Basically, you guys have been listening still. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye.